Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
How often do you write your dreams down? The big ones. Not the I want to join a gym and lose 10 kilos, but the real pie-in-the-sky ridiculous dreams. I recently found a journal I first purchased when I started my business, and I found notes I wrote to myself when I was getting my first branding photos taken. I sat down and wrote all the things I wanted to achieve in my life and business, and looking back at that list, it felt pretty amazing to realize I had achieved all of those things and then some. But I had not even picked up this journal for years. The things you write down and have intention for, they matter. I didn't look at this every day, but I just kept going and moving forward. I stopped for a while. I contemplated quitting many, many times, but I didn't. I just kept moving forward and pivoting when I had to. I prayed my way through a lot of self-doubt and a lot of fear. The truth is, in life, there is a lot we don't have control of, but I can control my attitude, if I show up, and of course, how I show up. So today I ask you, are you going to keep dreaming big, even when it gets hard? When things get hard, we sometimes frame it as though it means we are a failure or it wasn't meant for us. Not true. It's part of the journey. It's a rite of passage that is just there to make us stronger, maybe teach us a thing or two, but more importantly, to point us back to our Creator who is there with His arms wide open saying, I'm here, let me take the wheel. In 2 Corinthians 9, it says, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The truth is, my human strength only lasts a very short time. When I invite God to co-create with me, that's when the miraculous happens. This week, choose one thing you feel God has called you to do and be intentional about it. Turn off the media, poll social media. It's time to build your empire. Do you need some God-sense advice or practical encouragement? Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.